You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And I have the pleasure of welcoming Lane of St. Lane to chat about their recent single that's been released, Flashback.
What's going on?
We're just chilling. What about you?
I'm just at work. Trying not to be, busy. It's going pretty good so far, but had a very low-key day.
Yeah, nice. It's like Thursdays are good for a low-key day.
It is. It's ideal.
Yeah. So this recent track, Flashback, features Maddie Made It. Can you tell us a little about the collaboration there?
Yeah, well, I want to start crediting producers as like featured artists, not just like in the credits. So Matt produced the song. I feel like Matt has as much artistry involved with the song as I do. I'm a songwriter and a vocalist, but I don't understand why, the vocalist is always just the person whose name is attached to the song. So from now on, I'm just every person that works on my music, they're credited as a feature artist.
Yeah, it's only logical. I understand.
I feel like that makes sense.
People,
I don't know, they don't do it.
No. Cool. And it's super cool. It's like a bit more of a, it was described as like a garagey, UK garage type track.
I was in Europe on tour, and it was just the music that was around, and we would go to parties after the shows, and I was like, man, this is like, I can make music about sad things all day, and I have. I want to make some music that I can play at a party, and I want people of my, because right now I didn't really have any songs that could just be played in the background of an event. All my music was real, like, headphones on, I made
going
like,
internally and
like real internal music. And so I've just got a whole new record of just real external stuff, like, you drive with your friends, you want something for the aux, you don't know what to play, like, you're hooking up the Bluetooth. There's it's just a record for that.
Yeah, sick. Really exciting. Yeah, I've listened to the track a couple of times and I can see what you mean, and you would have it going with friends, and it does, I see that UKG inspiration behind it, which is pretty popular down in Altiporti at the moment as well. It's UKG is having a hold on all of the electronic music scene. Yeah, it's super fun to go and see live as well, and everyone just gets really into it, so you mentioned an album, so are there more tracks that you've collaborated with Maddie Made It on? This is, how was that to record?
It was so good. Me and Matt did it in about 6 sessions.
True.
Which is collectively probably about 6-7 hours. We did a 10 track album.
Yep, cool.
And it came together so naturally. Like, it was, whenever me and Matt get in the room together, there's just a song, because I think me and him are both in the same mindset of, like, we want to make music that people can play at parties.
Yep.
And so, and Matt, he's a DJ. That's his background, is he DJs nightclubs. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of had a format where we could test a lot of these songs. Like, he'd be DJing at a nightclub, and in the mix of, these, like, club tracks, he'd be spinning stuff that we're working on. That's a real good indicator of what people are going to like. Yeah. And then Flashback, realistically, we weren't even going to start rolling out the album until March, but then I had this tour with Kelly Holiday around Australia, and I was like, well, let's, just to coincide with the tour, let's put out a track from the album. We didn't want the best song from the record to go, we wanted, like a solid track that, kind of represents what we're working on. So yeah, we got this single out, but the real rollout for the album's going to be kicking off in March, but this is like a little teaser trailer for the record.
Yeah, very exciting. And so you mentioned there was a tour that unfortunately didn't go ahead. Are you aspiring alongside the March sort of release to re-explore going on tour? Do you have any plans there?
I'm on a I want to come to New Zealand. That's the goal.
Cool.
You know, is to check out all of New Zealand. I've only ever been to the North Island. I've done shows all around the North Island, but I've never been down south. I'm super keen to check it out. I want, there's some festival that happens in the snow that is, I think, around there.
Yeah, yeah. Is it Queenstown or Wanaka? Yeah, Pau.
Yep.
These are sound. Yep, it's sounding familiar. I haven't been myself, but up on by the ski field, there is definitely a festival. So that would be definitely fun.
Well, there's like 15 people in the South Island, so I'm sure someone knows someone that can make that happen.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So if someone's speaking into being, can get me on a festival. Just call your people. Let's do it.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan. Yeah, the South Island is pretty stunning. It's pretty probably different to Oz at the moment, as we were sort of discussing before off air. But yeah, definitely worth the trip.
I love New Zealand. I think it's the best music market in the world. It's some of my favorite music ever made. Mm-hmm. It comes from New Zealand. You know, Avondale Bowling Club.
Yeah, sick. I've actually got a track from them queued up after your track after this interview. So I'm.
Love that. The other day I got a DM from Scribe asking to catch up, because he lives on the Gold Coast too. There's so much New Zealand music, and it's all my favorite stuff.
Definitely. I'm right with you there. It's such a pleasure to be amongst it all and so alongside the track Flashback is a music video as well that I had a wee watch of. It looks super fun. What was that like to record, and sort of who did you collaborate with on that?
It was with my mate Monty, who you know, when Monty first started doing videos for me, he was just my mates, David and Yoav. He was their homie who had a camera, and so he just did stuff for me. This is years ago, and now since then, he's gone on to work with Lady Gaga, Troye Sivan, Kid Laroi. Mm. Like, he's done so well for himself. And he has not forgotten the little guys, and he's still always working on my stuff. So I'm very grateful to have this very talented dude on my team. And, me and Matt just flew down to Sydney and linked up with Monty. And, we literally just cruised around. There wasn't any set plan for the video. We just, let's just make something that accompanies the visuals and is fun. Just like the whole record, everything is fun.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it comes across in the video as well, for the listeners out there who want to check it out. And I've got one more question, actually. I was looking, you're really into stand-up and also do as well yourself. How would that tie in to sort of the music making process? Would one inspire the other, or this sort of separate streams of inspiration?
They are operating at two totally separate channels. I'm able to separate my music brain and my stand-up brain. But stand-up's going good. I am going to be in Raw, which is the biggest comedy competition in Australia. It's like Australian Idol for comedy. I'm going to be in Raw on the 27th of February. I've got the Queensland heat.
Yep.
And then the national finals will be beyond that. So fingers crossed
I can make a
wave. It'd be cool to win Raw and then win an ARIA in the same year, peak in both Australian domestic fields of entertainment separately. That'd be nice. We'll see if I can do it.
Yeah. All the best. We'll be watching from all the way down here, and hopefully
can't wait, and then hopefully I'm down there,
make the trip. We're here playing tracks, so hit us up.
Thank you so much for your support.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners before I share with them your track Flashback?
I just want to give a big shout out to everyone that is down there, and I can't thank you enough for supporting my music. It's so crazy. It was a childhood dream of mine to be played on the radio. So
it's
when I remember driving in a car when I was a kid to school, and I would be like, man, if only I could be played on the radio, all my problems would be solved.
Mm-hmm.
And years later, here we are.
Beautiful. Beautiful ending to the story.
So yeah, thank you for supporting my my creative ambitions.
Of course, that's what we're here for. All right, well, thank you for joining, Lane, and chatting about your recent release. We're excited to see what else is coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For your time.
Thank you. All right, everyone. We've got Flashback, Saint Lane, and Maddie Made It. Keep it locked.
Flashback. Venue shut me down, throw at his fit, diamond shine, it's materialistic. Girl, I'm sickly, show me its symptoms. I need mine, for that's what I'm giving. Pull up to the rain, make him bounce, and I bounce, smoke an ounce, and I'm out. That's a mountain, I'm out. Got a mouth going south, and the south going loud. Got your girl in my ear saying, let's go.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.